people will have heard probably through various channels about the proposals for some of the changes with the hospitals in Leicester. Could you just tell us what is being proposed?
Yes, sure. Very happy to. And first of all, I should say thank you for the opportunity to talk about these, for what I think are genuinely once in a generation opportunities for Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland in terms of improving patient experience and patient outcomes and giving patients to access to modern medicines and treatments delivered in modern buildings. So at a very high level, the proposals that we're consulting on involve moving all acute care to the Leicester Royal Infirmary and the Glenfield Hospital, and the General Hospital becoming more of a community health campus. And we're also consulting on some changes about moving a standalone midwifery unit from the St Mary's in Melton Mowbray to the Leicester General site. In terms of the high level changes that people will see within the documents that we're consulting on at the moment, these changes would involve creating two new very large intensive care units with about 100 beds in total, and that's almost doubling our current number of intensive care beds that we have for Leicestershire, Leicester and Rutland, and these would be developed at the Leicester Royal Infirmary site and the Glenfield Hospital. At the Glenfield Hospital site, we would be building a new treatment centre, and the intention there is to try and separate as much as possible planned operations and procedures from emergency care.
Sure.
We would be planning to create a standalone dedicated children's hospital at the Leicester Royal Infirmary, which would bring all of our children's services together and create a much more welcoming and reassuring environment for children and young people. And then lastly, we would be planning to build a new maternity hospital at the Leicester Royal Infirmary, supported by an expanded team of community midwives, so that we can give mums-to-be a greater choice in how they give birth, but in a more equitable way wherever you live in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. And as part of that, we would also be consulting on relocating what is an excellent but very underutilised midwifery-led birthing unit at Melton Mowbray, and the intention is to bring that to the General Hospital site, which would make it more accessible for women wanting home birth-style deliveries, and also closer for emergency assistance if that was required. Alongside that, there'll be some changes to increase building additional car parks and some changes to other wards, etc. But those are the main changes that people would see within the document.
They're really exciting and ambitious plans. And what's the reason that the changes are needed?
So ultimately, this is all about improving services for patients and outcomes for patients. But I've been a consultant in Leicester for over 20 years now, and the way our hospitals are organised are more an accident of history rather than design. So if you were starting again, you wouldn't have the services where they are at the moment. And what we see is that our hospitals are not set up for how we want them to be, to provide modern healthcare with the right clinical services next to each other and the right equipment in the right places. This is all about trying to get to future-proof our hospitals so that we can continue to offer excellent services for patients and great outcomes.
And in terms of the cost, where's the money for this coming from, and would it not be better to employ more doctors and nurses instead?
So the money is coming from central government. It's a one-off amount of money, £450 million, and it's specifically given for the purpose of what's called capital, for doing buildings and moving services around. So money for doctors and nurses comes in a different way, but these changes would make it easier to attract new doctors and nurses to Leicester. We've certainly seen before we built our new emergency department in Leicester, we really struggled to get doctors and nurses to work in that department because, quite frankly speaking, that department was too small, it wasn't fit for purpose, and it wasn't a great environment either to work in or to receive care in as a patient. Since we've built our new emergency department, we have not struggled to recruit staff to work in that department at all. And I think we know that from other areas, that when you build modern buildings that allow you to provide modern healthcare, people want to work in those buildings.
And I know there's been mention of parking in terms of Leicester Royal Infirmary and the fact that it possibly may be more difficult with more people using that site.
Well, actually, it's likely to be the other way, because part of these changes, you'll remember me saying that one of the things we wanted to do was build a planned care treatment centre at the Glenfield site. And that will involve, once we've done that, that will mean that a significant number of patient attendances at the Leicester Royal Infirmary will be reduced. About 100,000 day cases and 600,000 outpatients would move over to the Glenfield site. So that would make the Leicester Royal Infirmary site much less busy, would make access and parking much easier. But alongside that, we do recognise that parking and access to our hospital sites is an issue. And so these changes do include additional car parks, but also changes to layouts of the hospitals to make it easier for people to find their way around. But this is an area that we are doing a lot of work on, and this is an area that we're particularly keen to hear people's thoughts on in terms of our plans and how they would work for them.
Sure. No, I appreciate that. And in terms of the general hospital, obviously quite a change there. I think some people have perceived that it's closing. What's actually happening there?
So it's important to say that the general hospital site will not be closing, but it will change. It will no longer be an acute site, and it will have more of a community health campus feel to it. So the space would be freed up on that site to allow us to expand community care, including things like our Diabetes Centre of Excellence. There would still be a GP urgent treatment centre there. We will still have a diagnostic hub there, so in other words, be able to get things like x-rays and investigations done. And we are also, as we talked about earlier, consulting about moving the standalone midwifery unit to that site as well. So, and the final thing that will remain there is some rehabilitation beds for stroke services. So there still will be a healthcare campus on that site. It just will have a different feel to it compared to how it currently operates.
And in terms of the consultation that's ongoing, obviously people do use Leicester's hospitals. What would you like them to do?
Well, in a nutshell, get involved. The consultation process has been running for a little while now. It's been running since the September, and it's due to close on the 21st of December. So if people haven't had an opportunity to look at what we're planning to do, we'd love them to do so. And they can do that in a number of ways. But probably the best way to do that is to visit the website www.betterhospitalsleicester.nhs.uk, and on there you can see videos, you can read about what we're planning to do. We've been also running lots of consultation events virtually because we've not been able to do those in person, and we've recorded lots of those, so there's also frequently asked questions section, and you can listen to questions that other members of the public have asked and how those have been answered. There's also a questionnaire that you can complete, and if that's accessing the internet's a problem, there's a telephone number that you can ring, and I'll give that as well. That's 0116 295 0550. So that's 0116 295 0750, and you can speak to someone. So there's multiple ways that you can get involved, but really, please, our plea to you is see what we're planning to do, give us your feedback, because it's really important. It's everyone's NHS, we're all users of it, so it's really important that we get your input into the proposed changes.